But a boost to Australia's seed biosecurity could lead to higher costs for growers and cause a bottleneck of seeds coming into the country. The Department of Agriculture will implement testing measures for imported seeds to prevent further incursions of the plant disease, cucumber green mottle mosaic virus. It has big impacts for the watermelon sector. We'll talk about that soon. But Nick Leminski is the Horticulture Chairman of the Australian Seed Federation, the peak body for the nation's seed industry. He says the sector is in favour of testing, but that the department's proposed regime is problematic, as he told Marty McCarthy.
It's different to what the international testing regime is. So there is an international seed federation division called ISHI-VEG that put together testing protocols, and there is a testing protocol actually developed by the International Seed Testing Association for cucumber green mottle mosaic virus. The test that the department are moving towards is a lot higher in terms of seed number, therefore will be more expensive and potentially will have some influence on the pipeline of product.
So how much extra red tape does this announcement from the Federal Agriculture Department create, and who will be paying for that?
It's a testing protocol and regime that was not previously on the species. Having said that, the seed generally by quite a lot of the major seed companies was tested in the past. So if it was an international test, it would be easier to comply with. With this, it actually means companies would almost have to do two tests because they would test routinely at a 2,000 seed level. But that doesn't comply with the Department of Agriculture's requirements. So a second test would have to be done per batch of seed.
But that's fair enough, given one of these companies could have potentially brought in the disease in the first place, even though it does have its own testing regimes. They're not always 100% accurate within these companies.
Look, the real answer to that, no disease test is 100% accurate, because the only way you get 100% accuracy is you test all the seed.
So to do two tests then is fair enough, because the company can do it for its own security so it knows itself that it doesn't have the disease, and then Australia's biosecurity can do it again as a way of double-checking, and it benefits both the seed company who's already done it and Australia so it doesn't risk bringing the disease in.
Yeah, it adds costs, and you know that there are other pathways that the virus can move by. It's pretty stable virus, so it's like it's mechanically spread and it spreads very easily. There's no 100% guarantee that the seed that came in was through a recognised reputable company. We don't know that. So I think what we want to highlight is that the test is going to increase costs.
Who will be wearing those costs? Will that be passed on to the grower?
I would suggest, yes, that some of the costs would be passed on to the grower. But I think more importantly, the testing at a research and development level, currently there are a couple of companies in Australia doing almost breeder selection work. So that's very small quantities of seed, and those would be restricted enormously because of the way the small seed testing is suggested and being done. That will only be done onshore in Australia, so that'll take a lot of time.
How open will these seed producing companies be, given that it is a bad look for the business to be seen as potentially providing infected seeds to a nation? Or how sure are you that these seed-producing companies will be compliant with authorities' investigations?
Well, it's regulated, so they have to. Otherwise, the seed can't get into Australia.
Global seed producer and supplier Syngenta has welcomed the federal government's announcement, but says it's confident its seeds are not connected to the outbreak in the Northern Territory. The company's head of corporate affairs for Australasia, Robert Cairns, believes it's unlikely Syngenta is responsible for bringing the virus in.
Yeah, Marty, Syngenta has certainly been working with Biosecurity Australia, the Northern Territory Department of Primary Industries, and the industry up there to address this issue. Syngenta has actually been testing our seeds since 2012 for this virus, and in that testing that we've done to date, it has shown that the seed has been free of the virus.
So how certain are you that Syngenta isn't one of the companies involved in potentially bringing this virus in?
Marty, we'll certainly work in with Biosecurity Australia and the industry to do that. We're just really, conscious of the fact that, you know, that seed is a potential source, and we want to do everything we can do to make sure that, that it's not from our seed, I guess. These testings are never 100%, I guess, but, we've certainly done all the testing, to date, and it's shown to be clear. So we hope that continues, Marty.
Seed suppliers Monsanto and Bayer were also contacted for comment. The Australian Seed Federation says the new seed testing protocols could also mean delays for growers. Nick Leminski again.
From the industry side, there's still, concerns that there will be disruption of supply because a lot of the seed is just in time. There's seasons where varieties are used, and then if they don't get into that season, they're not used. So we are a bit concerned about potential delays in getting seed into growers in time with the current testing system that's going to be put in place, because we don't have 100% clarity exactly how and when they're going to be able to get it all up and running.
Other seed suppliers, Bayer Australia and Monsanto, were also contacted for comment, as was the Federal Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce. And there is concern the new testing could lead to a delay in getting seed to growers. There's more on that online at abc.net.au/rural.